I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans, America's premier home purchase lender. We've created a new way to protect you from unpredictable interest rates, our exclusive Rate Shield approval. First, we lock your interest rate for up to 90 days. Then, if rates go up, your rate stays locked. But if rates go down, your rate drops. Either way, you win. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Rate Shield approval only valid on certain 30-year fixed rate loans. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030. Additional conditions or exclusions may apply.
Diane Burgess is no stranger to leadership roles in the pharmaceutical technology realm. She's a past president of the American Association of Pharmaceutical Scientists, has written two books, and edited several academic journals focused on pharmaceuticals. And she is a very, very special guest with us this morning. The UConn School of Pharmacy's new Pfizer Distinguished Chair in Pharmaceutical Technology. So, Paul and myself, we welcome Diane Burgess. Diane, good morning, good morning.
Good morning.
Morning, Diane. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Not too bad. Well, first of all, congratulations on the appointment, and you know, whenever you attain a position like that, it's a special thing, and no matter what field, but in your field in particular.
Yes, it is. It's very exciting. I'm really thrilled with this appointment. Mm-hmm. It's just wonderful, really.
Can you describe what your role will be at UConn of pharmacy Pfizer Distinguished Chair? I mean, what an award! Pfizer's Distinguished Chair in Pharmaceutical Technology. Could you just tell our audience all about it?
Okay, well, I my career, I've been in this area since the 1980, really, or the late 70s. Mm-hmm. And I've been working in the area of pharmaceutical technology, particularly in dosage form design and innovation in drug processing and manufacturing to improve the manufacturing, reduce the cost of medication through improved technology, and enhance the safety of medication through this improved technology. So I will be furthering this research and teaching that I've been doing, and also encourage my colleagues, the other faculty in the pharmaceutics discipline in this area, and I will also be furthering research and teaching interactions with colleagues at Pfizer.
You know, when Diane, the pharmaceutical industry is almost, from one reason or another, always in the media spotlight, good, bad, indifferent, whatever. What are some of the pressing issues today that you have seen and you think the industry as a whole is facing?
Well, and there are several. One is obviously the cost. The cost of medication is mm-hmm. very high. So one of the things is to focus on cost reduction while maintaining safety. And with the modern technology that we have, we can potentially achieve this. One of the areas of research that I've been working on is for complex dosage forms. These are like not like tablets or capsules, but more like injectables.
Yeah.
And dosage forms that are designed maybe to specifically target a specific area in the body and thereby reduce the deleterious side effects that some drugs have. And so I've been focusing on trying to get innovative manufacturing techniques such as continuous manufacturing, which moves us away from the traditional batch-type manufacturing where you do one step at a time. For example, you mix and then you fill mm-hmm. and then you maybe compact or whatever processing that needs to be done, and these are all done one step at a time with human intervention in between each step. When you move to continuous manufacturing, you avoid that human intervention and the potential for error, so that increases safety. You also avoid errors that can cause changes in the quality of the product mm-hmm. while it's waiting between processing steps. So we can really enhance the quality, and when we do that, we avoid having to discard batches that are not of the appropriate quality.
Got it.
And so we really can get a big cost savings in this move to continuous manufacturing. We also have online checks of the quality, for example, the particle size or the strength or the amount of drug that's in the dosage form. And so on, all these online checks have feedback, and if we're not at the particular quality, then we put that amount of the batch to waste, and then we adjust, and so we don't have this loss in quality during the processing.
Mm-hmm.
So almost every batch or that we're making, every product that we're making meets quality. And so with that, we really are both improving the quality of what the patients get, and also we can reduce the cost.
Diane Burgess, UConn School of Pharmacy's new Pfizer Distinguished Chair in Pharmaceutical Technology. And let me just ask you, Diane, considering the opioid crisis, we hear this all the time, and lawsuits against some pharmaceutical companies in its wake, do you think the industry is properly regulated?
Yes, I do have good faith in the Food and Drug Administration. I know that they're working very diligently to tackle these issues. They have many research programs as well as regulatory programs that they're looking into. So I'm very familiar with that. It's not one of my areas of research,
mm-hmm.
and it is indeed a massive problem. But I am aware that the regulatory agencies are tackling this issue.
Diane, you know, as far as the opioid crisis is, there's an abuse problem. We all know that. But yet I have interviewed numerous people over the years. You've probably talked to these people, too, that these are very potent drugs. But for many people, Diane, these drugs, these opioids, these painkillers, they're the only things that allow them to continue a productive life or to function on a daily basis. So I think, you know, there may be a little bit of overreaction, I think, on some end to, you know, so the people who say, well, we just have to get rid of these and ban them, or tightly more regulation, less opioids. I mean, I don't think people have a clear view of what these do to help some people.
No, they are very, very important for people in, you know, with some health issues and
mm-hmm.
extreme pain.
Oh, yeah.
But there are, one of the things that the pharmaceutical industry is looking into is producing opioids or cannabinoids which do not have so much addictive properties.
Yeah.
Do have the pain-killing and healing properties. So that is also a big area of research, to have these type of drugs without the addiction.
You have a tremendous, very important calling at the University of Connecticut. How important is Connecticut to the overall industry?
Well, we do have a very strong pharmacy school at Connecticut, so that's one thing. We have had a history of having a very strong pharmaceutical industry in Connecticut. We have Boehringer Ingelheim. Pfizer still has a presence in Connecticut. Unfortunately, Bristol-Myers Squibb has made a decision to move out of Connecticut, and this is very unfortunate. But there are a lot of opportunities for startups, a lot of small startup companies coming out of the University of Connecticut in the pharmaceutical area.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's a big positive, and I think there's tremendous room for growth, especially with the university and the very strong pharmacy school and the other leaders in different pharmaceutical areas coming out of that school.
Okay, finally now, we've gotten all the heavy stuff out of the way. So now that you're here in Connecticut,
and
when you step away from the classroom, take off the lab coat, stop showing all the organic chemistry and the double bonding and the single bonding. I actually took that class once. Did quite well in it. I couldn't figure out calculus to save me, Diane, but I got organic chemistry. So when you step away from all that, what do you like to do?
Oh, I like to run, ski, bike. I'm in a biking club here in Connecticut.
Yeah.
The Thread City Cyclers.
Great places to bike in the state here, yeah.
It's wonderful, especially around this northeastern corner. And then skiing, like cross-country skiing around the area. I think we're getting snow tonight.
So you're going to be happy with all the snow coming in. Excellent, excellent. Well, listen, Diane Burgess, from the UConn School of Pharmacy. Diane, thank you so much. The new Pfizer Distinguished Chair in Pharmaceutical Technology. Welcome here, and good luck in the future. And don't ever hesitate to give us a call if there's something in the industry you want to talk about. Right, Brad?
You took the words right out of my mouth. You know, when I knew and found out that you were going to be on our program, Diane, because I've read about you. The five-year position is funded. You're going to be here for a while. And I know from your past, just from what's been written about you, that we are very fortunate and lucky to have you at the University of Connecticut.
Well, thank you very much.
Thanks, Diane. Have a wonderful day.
You too. Bye.
I've had family members and friends who've worked in the pharmaceutical business, and people
don't. That's going to be a tough business.
You know, Brad, it's a double-edged sword. She was right. You know, I like the fact that she addressed right up front that there is a problem with drug pricing in this country.
There's no question about it.
But also, I think sometimes the pharmaceutical industry gets a little bit of a bad rap because of the pricing problems they have, but people tend to overlook the advances in medicine that are possible through some of these pharmaceuticals.